For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cowboys!
Hey, USC, am I doing this right?
Yeah, how do you do it?
Cowboys. Cowboys. Is that how it goes?
Up and down or like a helicopter?
Is it up and down?
They do it both ways.
Oh, I'm a grown man!
Can I do two towels? Or is that overkill, USC?
Woo!
Woo! Wave that towel, baby.
So dumb.
Here's to the Cowboys.
You just get towel girls.
They don't. It's all towel boys. Oh, yeah. They go like
this. Yeah, 39.
Oh. All right.
How we feeling, Utah fans?
Woo! Five it up. Five
Let's
it.
Go.
Holy cow. I've sort of recovered from Saturday.
No, my voice is still all screwy.
My
I could do some
throat.
ZZ Top after that.
I think I've permanently damaged my vocal cords, but you know what?
Worth it.
It was totally worth it. Oh, we've been so excited to come and record this episode. We got to get the business out of the way first, though. Thank you to Thomas Orthodontics, our sponsor of the Utah Football Fans Podcast. I'm Bryn with James and Gary. To all of our new fans, our Oklahoma fans, and our USC fans, this is who we are.
Welcome, USC fans. You're going to enjoy this one. And real quick, I want to get this out of the way because I know that there's USC fans tuned in. If you're just here to type into the comments, you won because of the refs, save it. We don't care. So save your breath.
We will.
And we're going to get into that.
All of that.
But you can just save your time because we don't care.
First things first, I do want to congratulate our prize winner from last week.
Woo! Towel boy!
Yeah, prize winner!
You get a towel swing for that.
I'm now blind.
Blind you? So we had two guesses that were within 2 points.
That's pretty dang good.
But our winner is Lucas Pierce because he guessed
Lucas
that it would be a 1 point game. He guessed 42-41.
All right, he wins.
That.
So he got our prize pack, but wow. Then I do want to also shout out Jared Woodward had guessed 45-42, so he was only 2 points off. So Jared, we're sending you a t-shirt also. But man, to be have it a 1 point game.
I'm glad he was
guessing
wrong because his score is correct if Cam doesn't get that 2 point conversion. Although he probably picked Utah to
he
win.
Put Utah.
So.
Yeah,
still,
he
though.
Was Utah to win.
Okay.
They both picked Utah to win. I'm not going to give it to somebody who picked freaking USC.
Oh, you remember your score?
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah, you were a 1 point game.
I was 1 point game.
Yeah,
it was
well.
A lot less scoring. USC blew their score prediction out of the water in the first quarter.
Remind us.
I was 21-20.
Okay.
So I had a 1 point
game. That was first
game.
Quarter stuff.
That was first quarter stuff, yeah.
I was in the 30s, 38 something.
38, 35.
Not bad.
I mean, okay.
I was 41, 38.
Ooh.
I was right there. See?
Congratulations.
You want a shirt?
You can have a towel wave.
Yeah, you can have one of these towels.
There you go.
Hey.
Towel boys.
Hey, everybody, subscribe to all of our stuff.
Now
is that clear enough?
We've been having all sorts of fun on Twitter.
Yeah, it's been fun.
YouTube,
Instagram. We posted all sorts of things from Saturday. It was a blast. So yeah, make sure you're following us. Subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss any of our wonderful content.
Beautiful.
Wasn't that a fun game?
I mean, it was fun. It was stressful from the get-go.
That was so the atmosphere.
Oh,
the atmosphere was
I'm talking the atmosphere in the stadium.
I
that was unbelievable. That was so much fun.
I saw this come up after the game. In my opinion, best atmosphere I've been a part of.
Man.
I mean, since maybe
so
the
cool.
TCU game. I mean, that comparable.
It beat that.
When,
I think it beat
when
it.
All the things, you know, considered. But that was probably the loudest I've ever heard of Rice Eccles. When they came out on the field with, what was it, 46 seconds left or whatever it was.
Oh my gosh.
And that place
That's when I damaged myself.
We Will Rock You's going, and the place is shaking. That was something to be a part of, man.
I mean, we talked about last year the Oregon game that was this electric atmosphere, which it was.
It was.
This game, the atmosphere was for all four quarters. Oregon
was over by the third quarter.
We kind of ran away with it, so it didn't sustain the whole time, but this game.
Then it blew up.
It never died.
I think that the Covey punt return against Oregon, that quick moment was sustained in this game for the whole second half. I mean,
it was so loud.
It was
pins
and
needles.
That was so fun. College football, I think everybody who's listening, that's one of the reasons people love college ball.
Loved it.
Because of that atmosphere.
You don't get it anywhere else.
I mean, that was unbelievable.
Can't be duplicated.
It can't be. I mean, I was watching the Chiefs-Bills game yesterday. Probably two of the best teams in the entire league. Maybe the two best teams. And the atmosphere was like,
I don't know, man.
It just was different. Dude, this was... College football is the best. It's the best. That was so freaking fun.
Well, and if you're just sitting home watching that game on a Saturday... It was the best Saturday of the entire football season.
It's glad to be.
College football season.
Yeah.
The tailgate was fun.
Tailgate was a lot of fun.
It filled in, and it was a lot of people. I mean,
packed.
We had SC fans, because we had a television set up, and we had the Bama... Tennessee came on. So we had, that was one thing we could come together. It was unity.
Mutual hatred.
Everybody can agree on
threw away our hatred.
Cheering against Alabama.
Because we were all cheering for Tennessee.
It was pretty cool.
It was cool.
There's, 40 of us huddled around a TV late in that game. USC fans, Utah fans alike. It was great. That was pretty cool.
Well, unfortunately, we had to turn it off once Tennessee tied at 49-49 because
To the game.
It was like 5:30.
It was 5:35 by the time we left our tailgate. So, yeah.
But we saw the highlights afterwards. And
Guy Dubbit.
Boy, that was beauty.
That was beautiful,
beautiful
thing.
Hey,
so you brought up Oklahoma.
Wait, we got a shout out. We had some visitors at our tailgate. We do need to say hi to them because thank you so much for coming. Luke, Sam, and Darren.
One of you took your shirt off during the game.
It was Luke.
I think it was Luke.
It was Luke. Bravo. Well done, Luke.
Bravo. That was funny.
We saw it on the Jumbotron,
and
we were
hey, was that? And then it came back to you. So that
way
was
to
good.
Go. That was pure entertainment.
More of that, people. More of that.
Well,
and come by.
If you're male.
No. Anybody. Well, no. Not anybody.
But thank you for coming by our tailgate. That was fun to meet you. Male. And you came and, you got to hang out, watch the end of the Alabama game with us. So thanks for stopping by. But all right, now you can go.
Okay, so Oklahoma.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
You are welcome, Oklahoma. You know, we're friends now.
Yeah.
We did you a favor. I'm sure you have great love for
we've gained a lot
Lincoln
of...
Riley.
Oh,
Caleb Williams, how's that?
Can you, here, Oklahoma, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes.
And I can't even imagine. You've got...
How that all went down
your future
year.
And your head coach, a Heisman quality quarterback that pretty much overnight just went, peace, I'm out. I'm going to USC of all places. I mean, I can't imagine the hatred that they're feeling. Honestly, I would be... it would be disgusting. I can't even... And so... And then to see them winning and be successful, it's even worse. So
anyway,
welcome again, making friends.
We're thinking of
over
you.
Hatred.
We are thinking of you, Oklahoma. And by the way, good win on Saturday.
We all have 52-42. Common
Kansas.
Enemy.
Kansas. Good job.
We have a what?
Common enemy. USC.
Yeah.
We do.
We do. I mean, what do you want to say?
Okay. Let's get to it. First things first, though, what a game. You have to give props to USC. That is a freaking good football team, dude.
Yeah, incredible.
I mean,
best team money can buy in college football.
It's true.
I'm serious.
I mean, that's not a lie.
It's not a lie.
I mean, in reality, jokes aside, but it is true,
That isn't a joke.
It's not a joke. Serious. No, it's...
Good money. Make good money at USC.
It's a fact, but, they don't, at least offensively, They don't make mistakes, man.
It's crazy.
They did not make mistakes. The receivers never drop that dang ball.
Nope.
If it is in the vicinity, they will grab it. It is impressive to watch. It really is. And I can't stand you. And I haven't been quiet about that. But I will give you props in saying that that was some talented
players on that team. Can I say, add something in here, though, before we move on to all that? Mm. Brendan.
Yeah, our buddy.
Brendan.
Our Vegas friend.
I think he was doing stuff in the SEC at one point or whatever. Anyway, he made a comment about the real USC is the University of South Carolina.
I'm sure that's a hot topic.
University of Southern Cal. I think is that right?
Yeah, I've heard
Southern
that.
Cal, is that what it is? I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. So the real USC is South Carolina. Is that what it is? I'm just saying.
Okay.
Our SEC fans will let us know.
Will you let us know who's the real USC?
Yeah, have it out in the comments.
Okay. Now back to
what I was going to say. Yeah, all kidding aside, Caleb Williams is an absolute stud. The guy needs to be he's going to be top 10 at worst NFL draft pick. I mean, from where I'm sitting in the north end zone, so you can kind of see down the field. There were times, because you can kind of see how the play's breaking down. He lets go of the ball, and you're going, there's no one
around.
There's no one there. And then all of a sudden, a guy makes a break, and the ball just right on the money.
It looks like he's throwing it into the stands.
It was crazy. He is incredible. Yeah. Addison, best receiver in the country. I mean, by the way, I talked to a USC fan today. There's nothing official on his knee. It looked really bad.
Is it a knee or his ankle?
I'm not sure. It's a knee, I think.
It was the defensive guy who was the ankle.
Yeah, that was 18. But 18. I don't think it's season ending. I think he said he'd probably out about 4 weeks, something like that, which good for him because he is electric. So I'll just say this, USC. I mean, next time, maybe invest a little money in your defense. The offense, A+. But next time, take some of that money, dish it out to some linebackers.
Year.
Yeah, some corners that can cover a tight end.
They got good corners.
They're good. They're really good.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, they're superior. They're a top-tier team. There's no question about it. And look, Caleb Williams, he should have been sacked a bunch of times, but the guy's shifty. It was unbelievable, and then he made some plays. So all the props to him. But here's what I'm going to say on this is, there's this love fest with USC nationally. I mean, everyone's got to admit it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Turn on a show, and it's USC.
Okay, number 7, fine. They deserve it. Or did deserve it.
Past tense.
And even through the game, the love fest with Caleb Williams, because, he was fantastic. But you know what? Here's reality.
Was he outdueled?
Utah outplayed USC. And you know what? Cam Rising had a better game than Caleb Williams. With all the flash and with everything you've said and everything he did, Cam Rising had a better game. He outplayed him.
I wore my Cam Rising shirt.
It does say Rising on the back.
I can't get up and turn around and show you because I'll mess everything up.
Yeah, you'll knock the table over.
I had to represent Cam MFing Rising.
Cam is MFing Rising. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Have my babies, Cam Rising. Because the guy is just an absolute gamer. Incredible.
He's an animal, my gosh.
He is. I mean, so it's just incredible. And get into the stats, and we'll get into the QBR and the effect that he had on that game. Unmatched. He just took the game over.
Oh, yeah.
He took the game over.
Well, let's maybe, I don't know, man, where we want to go, get into the stats. But I guess
so many things.
There's so many things I want to say, but maybe in some general terms. So the first half, well, let's put it this way. Yeah, there were times USC had the chance to make it a blowout.
To bury us.
The first quarter.
I mean, they were on the edge where they were up by 14 and could have gone up by 21. So there were moments. Didn't happen, obviously, but they were right there. you know, I heard Lincoln Riley say that. Yeah, that's true. It didn't happen. So USC scored 4 touchdowns in the first half. We scored 3. In the second half, we scored 3 touchdowns, and they scored only 2 touchdowns. Now,
they scored 2 touchdowns the entire second half.
The entire second half. And so I'm saying to the loser that sits behind me, who cheered more against our own freaking team, particularly our defense and Scally. And I understand all the issues. I get it.
Yeah.
But to the hacks out there and the losers, do you realize that USC, the high potent offense that they are, only scored 2 touchdowns the second half? We scored 3 and the 2-pointer, and we won the game. The interesting thing about Utah is, and here's the thing, is we had the ball 10 possessions.
Yeah.
In the entire game, 10 possessions. I don't know the USC side of it, but I'll say this. We had the ball 10 times. We punted twice of those. We fumbled inside the 5 one time.
On the 2-yard line.
We missed a field goal, and then we scored on the other 4 touchdowns, and we got the 2-point. And that's how we won. So, offensively, we left 10 points on the field.
Yeah.
When you fumble on the 2, I think that was a first down 2 or something when he got there.
It wasn't third down, I know that.
Something like that. Anyway, be that as it may.
Yeah, ifs and buts, but you're exactly right. That is
how Utah moved the ball in that game.
And we went like punt, miss field goal, all that stuff early.
That was all early.
And then it went touchdown, 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 fumble, touchdown. I mean, or something like that. Yeah, it was kind of in that order. But yeah, I mean, it was once the offense got rolling, they just touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. I mean, they just drove and drove. It was crazy.
Well, and to address the defense, yes, we know it's not the same defense as last year. Okay, you got to realize, I mean, we lost how many dudes to the NFL?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Exactly. And yes, first quarter, first half, things didn't look so great. And Whittingham even addressed that they had some blown assignments, things weren't working. The second half, the defense came out and made the plays when they needed to be made. At the end of the third quarter, we had gotten within 7. USC had the ball. We stopped them.
Yeah, they had to punt.
They had to punt. We score. We tie it. And then the end of the game. I mean, they still had...
It was 50 seconds left on the clock.
I mean, whatever it was. It was like 46 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we know what they can do on offense. So,
like that.
I mean, even I was still terrified with 46 seconds left. Our defense stopped them.
Yeah.
So all you naysayers out there screaming at Morgan Scally the entire freaking game. The defense stepped up when they needed to step up. It's a full game. You got to look at the full game. We stopped the most high-powered offense in the country when we needed to.
Yeah, there's two. That's exactly it. Who do you... Those who are hating on our own team. Who the crap do you think we're playing?
Yeah, this wasn't Southern Utah.
I know.
No.
Look, you... USC or SC, whatever is correct. that is a potent, talented offense full of guys who are going to be in NFL.
Oh, for sure.
Oh.
Okay.
Half that team is going to be in NFL. So come on.
Get perspective, but here's the thing. It's what you said, Bryn. Utah had 4 sacks. Did you realize that?
Yes. That was one of the times I ruined my vocal cords, okay, too.
We had 4 sacks in that game and 5 tackles for losses in that game. Now, in the context of that and these massive plays that USC could pull out, and I mean, anyway, but in contrast, USC had no sacks.
I was just looking at that. And
zero.
Unbelievable.
They blitz quite a bit. And our offensive line, for how bad we are at running the ball, they are equally as good at pass protection. Cam had time, and when he needed to, he used
zero
his legs.
Sacks.
Zero sacks. And
that's on Cam, too. I mean, his ability to scramble away, but zero sacks. Even Whittingham, at the post game, somebody said that to him, and he couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and we only had 1 tackle for a loss in the entire game. 0 sacks. They had 1 tackle for a loss.
That's wild.
Okay. And then we had the, you know, we had 4 sacks and 5 tackles for loss. We didn't get a turnover.
No.
Which I kept hoping one would happen.
A tipped ball or something
but
weird,
it didn't happen. But anyway. Happened.
So we lost the turnover battle. The one fumble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It hurt us, but.
Well, that was a big fumble.
A huge fumble.
Can we talk about Kincaid?
Oh, let's do it.
Do you want him to have your babies too?
Yeah, both.
Both of them. My gosh, what, that dude.
A beast.
That, his catch, I mean, talk about.
He had a couple of
NFL quality catch, but that catch.
On the sideline?
On the sideline with his toe.
Toe tap?
It was a thing of beauty.
Knew that was in.
Oh, it was right down the sideline.
Yeah.
You know, he got the, on the NFL before, or ESPN before the NFL games, they do, you got mossed, and Randy Moss gives his catch of the week. That was it.
Well,
he went up and over the dude, and then taps his toe in. Incredible. He had the best game.
234 yards.
On 16 catches?
And 16 catches, and a touchdown.
I mean, he was our, Cam, of course, but Kincaid was our difference maker. For sure. And I'm really glad it's the bye week because I feel like he's banged up.
It's his knee.
They're all banged up, but yeah.
I know. So he can use some rest. So I think that's a perfect timing for him. But
good game.
You know, I feel like we've known Kincaid can do it. When Keithy was playing, they would share it. But this was his time to shine. And boy, did he shine.
There were scouts from the NFL all over there, by the way. His stock just went through the roof. I mean, he can play NFL tight end, no question about it.
Bernard had an awesome game. Uh-huh. And Bernard, blocking, he made his plays. He had the fumble. We get it. But, I mean, the dude's helmet hits the ball, so what can you do? But Bernard had the heads-up play. Is it on the two-point conversion to block for Cam?
Well,
he had a great game, too.
Bernard is the guy that comes in because he's great at catching the ball, but he doesn't get the credit. And I'll give this to Solomon Enos as well. If you watch some of the game, those dudes are making blocks that are so instrumental that don't show up in the stat column, right? These guys are doing things that don't show up, but they're little things that go such a long way. It's cool. And yeah, Kincaid, holy crap, dude. Just
Vele.
Oh, Vele. He had 5 for 62.
And his touchdown.
Money Parks, one catch. It was that bomb.
45 yards.
That was
so pretty. That was so pretty.
He's got a bright future. Money Parks.
Yeah, Bernard had 5 for 40 receiving.
Okay.
Cam had a reception, so he had a hat trick.
Oh my gosh, that's
rushing yards,
I forgot about
passing
that.
Yards, and receiving yards.
Yeah, Kincaid Cam, had a great game. And I know
thick
that
boy.
SC was asked about that after the game about, you know, being able to cover him, and the
about
excuse
Kincaid?
Was something about not tackling. I thought, well, that's kind of weak.
That's stupid.
234.
Maybe try covering him. I don't know.
Couldn't.
You want to whine about stuff? How about whine about your defense not being able to cover the guy?
I think we do need to address Tavion Thomas. We don't know anything. What it seems like what happened was a certain local radio personality in the middle of the fourth quarter tweeted that Tavion had left the field and didn't come back, or did I?
Yeah, it's not.
But it's not accurate.
It started this whole firestorm of that Tavion left, and there's all something's going on. But when in reality, he was still playing, and
he played in the fourth quarter. I saw him.
Yeah, he helped
Cam into the end zone and was hyped up. So I don't know what's going on with Tavion.
And he played the whole game, and he had a couple really amazing runs too.
Yeah, we don't know, but he did come out and was tweeting some stuff today. Like, y'all don't know what you're talking about. So
basically,
more or less, shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. So we're not going to speculate at all right now. It's just...
leave it right there, man.
Leave it.
Yeah.
It's a bye week. Whittingham addressed it, and he pretty much just said, look, we're going to address it in-house, and that's the end of it. So that's what we're going to do.
Boom.
So,
okay, let's go here, though. We didn't.
There you go, Riley.
What we didn't compare was Caleb Williams and Cam Rising.
Oh, yeah, we skipped this.
Kind of flying right by it, but I'm just saying, man. We probably ought to go.
You mean the golden child, Caleb Williams, who's better than
everybody? So Caleb Williams, an unbelievable game. Come on. He was into the game.
I just want to win.
Hey, it's emotional.
It is emotional.
I get why.
Dude, you give it. You put it all out.
I understand that.
He's showing passion.
And good for him. But it was, you got to admit, it was kind of nice seeing him cry after all this he's been doing and blah, you know, yeah, you guys' face. It was wonderful.
Well, I'm glad they lost.
It made me really happy to see him crying, walking off the side.
I saw the towel boys crying. I got their towels.
Good thing they had a towel. Oh, wipe the tears.
I guess I'll go back to the ref. Southern California.
Okay, he's incredible. Okay, let's talk about
Cam. But it was nice to see him lose.
Sure.
After all the talking he did.
Of course. Cam, Caleb.
Okay, Caleb Williams, fantastic game. 25 for 42. 381 yards. 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
With a QBR of 89.9.
Okay.
Man, it's like no one could be better than that.
And just all that he did, and I get it. But let's
give credit where credit's due.
At Moon Rising.
And Mr. D'Artagnan. Mr.
30 for 44. I think that's like around 68.5%. Okay, so he threw
30 of 34.
44 times. He had like 68% completion.
Okay.
Percentage. That's top tier stuff. 415 yards.
Wow.
2 touchdowns. And guess what? His QBR was 92.5. All of his stats, all of the national attention on Caleb Williams justified just for the reality is Cam Rising had better stats across the board. All across the board.
You know what? All it is because Caleb Williams played in the SEC. That's all it is.
Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Okay. Big Ten. I apologize.
But he played Oklahoma, which is a big national program. But
he's good.
Like, he deserves the credit, but you look at the numbers. You have to look at the numbers. Cam has consistently had better QBR than Caleb Williams. We've gone over it before. He's higher in QBR for the season. It just, like, it's got to be something. Why is it that Caleb Williams gets all the attention, all the credit? Cam Rising has better stats.
It's just because
he's at USC and played at Oklahoma. It's just the big names.
But he also plays.
He's good.
He's very, very
good. He's
good. But he also plays a different style. He's that quarterback, right? Cam is running. He's doing everything. It's just different. He's more the Josh Allen type.
Yeah, he's a Josh Allen.
He is. And it's not necessarily the most pretty. But gosh dang it, the dude is a gamer and a baller.
Okay, I don't know. I saw this tweet, so I didn't verify it. I didn't see it. Rick Neuheisel, he used to coach UCLA. Yeah. Now he's
on like CBS or Fox.
Whatever
or
he is. He called out 4 QBs this morning on Dan Patrick. Did you hear it?
No, but I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Okay, so on the Dan Patrick show today, Rick Neuheisel was on there, and he goes, okay, here's big-time future NFL QBs. I got one guy's opinion. C.J. Stroud.
Never heard of him?
Yeah.
Who?
Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Hooker.
Who?
From Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Who played amazing.
And guess who? The fourth one. That's right.
Caleb Williams.
Nope.
Oh.
Thick boy himself.
Cam Rising. I'm just saying. Wow. He to me, is very much a Josh Allen type player. He's thick boy. He can run. USC found out they couldn't get him down in critical times. Anyway.
Well, the last 2 touchdowns were him just bulldozing his way into the end zone, plus the 2-point conversion was just pure will. You had 3 guys to try and tackle him, and you couldn't do it. So darn!
So other stuff that I think's quite amazing, though, is total yards. USC had 556 yards.
Shit, that's a lot of yards.
That is a lot of yards. But again, in the second half, 2 touchdowns. But Utah, 562 yards.
Oh. That is wild.
So we had more yards than USC.
More yards and more points.
And we left 10 on the field.
Wow.
I mean, legitimate 10. Missed a field goal around the 2.
Field goal.
Possession time. 28-10 for SC, 31-50 for Utah. First downs, USC 28, Utah 31.
Okay.
Here's some, I don't know if they're obscure or not, but significant numbers. For instance, third down efficiency.
No, third down efficiency is extremely important.
I know, but I don't know if people take note of it or
not. No, people talk about like time of possession and that sort of stuff way more. And for me, I couldn't care less about time of possession. If I score
touchdowns
like that, I don't care if I took 2 seconds.
Right.
So, but third down, extremely important because then you keep the ball. So, yeah, hit it.
So, SC was 5 for 9.
Okay.
Utah was 7 for 13.
I don't know what the percentages are.
Roughly, it's pretty close.
But that's pretty even.
Yeah. Here's the big one. Fourth down efficiency. SC was 0 for 2.
I don't remember their fourth downs.
I do. I remember... We sacked him on one of them, I think.
When were they?
They went for it twice?
Yeah, fourth down.
One was at the end of the first half, if you remember. It was fourth down, and instead of punting, he just rolled out and hucked it out of bounds. That was one of them. And then I don't remember the other one.
I faintly do, but Utah was 3 for 3 on fourth down.
Huge.
That's unbelievable.
That's the difference.
I mean...
On fourth down,
well, our,
and one of those was fourth and goal.
Yeah, our game-tying touchdown. Yeah. Well, game winning, basically, because then we went for 2, was on 4th and 1.
4th and 1.
So,
man.
I will admit, I was not on board with going for 2.
I loved it.
I was so, like, I just couldn't. I get why Whittingham did it. And they had made that decision before the play even started. He and Ludwig said, if there's only, you know,
less than a minute, we're going
for 2. If there's more time... But I like.
I wasn't
just,
for it either. By the
I
way,
I loved it. I'm just curious how Whittingham rides that motorcycle with balls that big.
Oh my gosh!
I can't.
You don't need to bleep it.
I don't want that visual.
It was genius because you're going okay. I'm gonna trust my defense to make them go 50 yards to get an attempt at a field goal versus going to overtime.
Well, yeah,
no,
I get
you can't
like
go to overtime
avoiding
with
overtime with SC because. They will score.
Score.
I mean, that's
every
the thing.
Time.
They will score on you, and we knew that. So I get all the mentality behind it, and of course, I'm grateful because it paid off.
Well, we got it, so it makes, yeah.
But, oh my gosh.
It was fourth down.
And a yard.
And a yard. We get stopped game.
Game. You win.
We made it. And now it's a two-point conversion. What's it, from the 3 or something?
Yeah, I think
it's
the 3.
But so
they stop
but
it.
But when you rewatch that, Cam is... 10 yards back, maybe not 10. He's like 7 yards back. He still has to run.
And it's getting pressure.
And it wasn't a run.
No.
It was a broken play, and he ran it in.
Ah.
He beat two or three guys.
So either one of those plays, they stop us.
We're done. It's
or
over.
They get they stop the two-point conversion, they win.
But
guess
you know what?
Tell them, boys!
Didn't happen.
You didn't do it.
We need to have a Cam Rising statue placed at Rice-Eccles Stadium, please. Can someone make that happen? I would like to see that.
I'm not there yet.
All right.
You don't have that kind of
I don't have that
money?
Kind of money. Thomas Orthodontics.
Somebody does, yeah.
You know what?
I just like spending
Thomas
his money.
I mean, he's got it.
Let's go with a... we're going to have a new segment. We're going to begin a new segment.
We did it last week.
We had one, but we didn't have a name for it.
No, okay.
But we're going to now begin a new segment. And it is going to be called, I think, Bryn's Rant of the Week.
I love ranting.
If you have another name, we're open.
I like Bryn's Rant of
the Week. Well, how about someone can sponsor the Rant of the Week, and then you can...
We need a sponsor for the Rant of the Week.
Then you can call it whatever you want.
I like that.
Sponsored by... Bryn's Rant of the Week is sponsored by...
Bath and Beyond. That was so random.
Lay it on us.
Okay.
Lay it on us.
This is what I've been thinking about for the last 2 days. You know when you're a kid and you're told, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? In football, it should be, if you're going to blame the entire game on the refs, just don't say anything at all. We all acknowledge the refs were atrocious in that game. Absolutely horrible. They looked like they've never reffed a game in their entire lives. They had no idea what they were doing. Still, to right now, I still don't know what the hell they were doing. Nobody knows.
They were awful.
It's like they had no idea the rules. They were just making stuff up as they go. We all acknowledge the refs were horrible. However, football games never come down to one player, one play, or one call. So USC, knock it off. Stop whining about the refs losing the game for you. You look like a bunch of little whiny babies.
Well, it is University of Spoiled Children.
I know. So cry about it some more. Stop it. You look stupid, and enough is enough.
All right.
And
there's the rant of the week. There's
the rant of the week.
But you know what? I could not agree more. Especially when you're USC.
I left eye. I'm blind now.
When you're Sorry. USC and you've been profiting off of officiating for the last, I don't know, quarter century. Just shut up.
Hey.
There was bad call, but
on both sides, though, that's the point.
The refs were they ruined the game. So bad. We talked about it after.
There were some bad calls. I'm not going to go this call, that call.
No. We're not going
to
do that.
He said, she said. No. I know SC wants to. I saw the press conferences. I see it out there. I saw the game. I've watched the game again.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. There were some bad calls, and you got screwed sometimes. You know what? So did we.
But guess what? You have an L.
Yeah.
So, tough.
Well, that L.
That's the thing.
What's an L?
Which on the camera.
Your defense didn't make the stops when they needed to. Yeah. So stop blaming the refs. You could have won.
Only two touchdowns.
You didn't. We made the plays when we needed to, and you didn't.
Yeah, how about you stop the two-point conversion? You win.
You stop the fourth
and
goal.
You win. It's that simple. Your guard Kincaid, for Pete's sakes, you probably win the game. So I don't want to hear about it.
No more whining.
You sound like a little whining baby.
It's an excellent rant. Excellent rant.
Good one. Yeah, we need a sponsor for that. How about Gatorade?
Hey, look at there.
I know, that's why.
What is when you meditate, is it this or is it
no,
this?
No, it's your...
It's this.
The pointer finger on your thumb. Oh, not that one. That's appropriate, though, but not that finger.
That's how I do it.
What kind of zen does that give you?
It gives me good... When I'm driving, it's just... Oh.
Man.
But okay. You know what? Okay. To all the people jumped off the cliff last week,
Stay
Utah
there.
Fans I'm talking
Stay.
About.
I know. We don't want you back.
Stay there.
Spitter and so loud clapper and screamer. You know what?
Oh.
Don't come to any more games.
If you're just going to come and whine the whole time, just stay home.
Stay
That's
home.
The other thing that some of the national stuff I was listening to today, and they're talking about, oh, well, you know, USC, they're still in the hunt, and UCLA and Oregon. I'm going, hello, we only have one conference loss, too. So now USC has one conference loss.
Go Stop, listen.
Like, we're still in the hunt.
We're
here.
In it.
Very much so. It's a four-team race.
It is.
It's down to four teams.
And I'm not saying it's going to happen because it's...
There's six games left.
It's rough. It's going
to
be rough.
There's six games left. It's obviously some big football to come. Unfortunately, SC's schedule is...
Pansy schedule, except down to UCLA's last game.
That UCLA game is going to be fun to watch. Also,
massive.
I will apologize. I got blasted last time.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, the game's at UCLA. I don't care. I don't think it's going to make any difference with your 17 fans that show up, so I don't care.
Maybe.
I want to play UCLA again so bad at the Allegiant Stadium. I would give a lot for that to happen.
the thing is,
a lot.
I was going to say
what we're
I'm
saying
not.
Is
left.
That was a big win because we're still right in the mix.
It's over.
It's basically
lose.
In our.
I mean. Whittingham has said, and he said it again after the game, no one's going to go through this conference undefeated. Sorry, UCLA. It's not going to happen. It's just...
Probably next week.
They're losing too. I'm standing by it.
It's just not going to happen. There's too many good teams. So
no.
We don't know how things
Here's
are going to shake out.
Happen.
We lost two last year, and we still made it.
Oregon needs to beat UCLA, and then USC beat UCLA. We'll win our games. This is hypothetical, so relax.
We just got to win our games.
Okay.
Hey, old man, you don't know what you're
so
talking
dumb.
About.
Okay, I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. And then we go beat Oregon.
Oh, man.
And we have one loss. Everyone else has one or two losses, and we win it because we have the tiebreaker on them.
Yeah.
One of our Guess the Score winners, Jared, he's going to be at the Oregon game. He said he lives up there. So, man, you got to cheer loud.
I thought about going, but.
Anyway, it's fun, man. You got to admit, Pac-12 this year.
It's really fun.
It's sweet.
Hey, also, congratulations to Colorado. I didn't know a JV team could win a game, so good for you guys. And they beat Cal.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously. Okay, MVP of the game is Rylan, our male dancer.
Oh, is that his name?
Yes.
You found out?
We have to shout him out. Oh, my gosh. Absolute. The video.
Legend, dude.
If you haven't seen it.
Legendary.
You're living under a rock.
Here's the thing. For any Utah fans for the last couple of years, you know he's been on our dance team. He is incredibly talented. He is so animated and passionate in his dancing. So, like, his facial expressions, he does this every dance. But the way the camera caught it and the slow-mo. Slow motion, I love it. I can watch it over and over. So, shout out to the MVP, Rylan from the Utah dance team, because that was incredible.
Second MVP, the Jazz Bear was there, and Swoop's head flew. I don't know if anybody else saw this.
I saw it fly off.
It went about 40 feet. He did a front flip to start the game, and his freaking head goes.
I missed it, dang it.
So he like ran so fast to get it.
And the bear saved him and got his head back to him. So that was, it was funny. My wife turned to me, she goes, that can't be a good sign.
No, you saw the tweet of the guy that it said it was levitating in the air, so that was a good sign.
So dang funny.
But here's the good sign. When we were at the tailgate, that massive hawk.
I heard about it. I flew over.
Did you see it?
Yes, that was so cool.
I'm going,
oh, it's an omen.
We're
going
to win. That's Swoop. A sign. That hawk, man.
Swoops.
Did we ever discover what our old hawk's name was? Did we ever figure that
out?
Yeah,
someone
No, that was the drum.
That was the drum.
Dang it. Somebody said it someone in the comments. Said it.
Tell us who's the.
I'm sorry. I should have brought it up.
Okay. We got to move along here. I was just going to say, though, before we'll go to comments on comments.
Comments on comments.
The QBR, I forgot to mention this.
Storm?
That's it.
Storm.
There you go.
Bing.
That was going to drive me insane, so I'm glad I thought of it.
CJ Stroud.
I'm probably wrong, but.
QBR, he's number one. Hooker, Tennessee, two. Daniels, KU, is three. And guess who's four nationally, QBR?
Jeez.
Cameron.
M-F-ing.
Rising.
Rising.
Who just jumped DTR.
Oh.
Oh, that's a shame.
Damn that guy.
Then you have May Dugan. Bryce Young at 8. Caleb Williams at 9. Bo Nix at 10.
Bo Nix is
which
10.
Is pretty cool, though, is the top in the top 10. We you
four.
The Pac-12. Four QBs.
Four dudes.
Four QBs and the QBR.
Man.
That is cool.
But and it's Cam is four as of this week.
Best,
shout out
best
again.
Best in the Pac-12, baby.
All right, old man, yell at some comments.
These are
going to be great.
This is why people tune in.
Comments on.
Do you
comments.
Need your glasses?
No, I printed these babies off right so there. I don't need them because I look like an idiot.
Them.
You print
I'm
them
like
off
John Lithgow,
like
and I don't want to look like that.
Do you enlarge them to like 22 font?
Like, it's like one word per page.
That's why you have so many papers.
This is from Uncle Rico. Just beat USC, please.
Done.
Done.
Done. Uncle Rico.
There
next.
You go.
Done.
Done.
Oh, don't give yourself a paper cut.
Okay, Bart Barker. He's a Ute man. He follows us.
Okay, let's hear it.
But Bart, I'm predicting USC 35, Utah 31. It hurts so bad to say this, and I hope I'm wrong. Nice pod episode. Well, you can't kiss up.
You shouldn't have said it.
You can't kiss up after predicting USC to win. That is not acceptable.
You shouldn't have said it. It's all right. I get it. I was down on it last week, too.
Well, especially after we were down 14 points. I was going, oh, please don't just
get blown
out.
But you don't ever say it.
No. This is the
Bart,
Utah.
Bart.
We love you, though. Make up for it.
Bracken Davis. USC 42, Utah 35. Sorry, but UCLA and USC seem to be similar. Da-da-da-da-da. You're wrong.
Da 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 da.
Sorry.
Hey, that's what I said last week too.
Dick Long.
No. You printed off just for that.
Is that his
name?
No.
Well.
I mean, not his
Dick
real name.
Dick Long.
YouTube
great
name.
Great YouTube name.
Yeah, sure.
Great YouTube name.
Dick Long. If that is your name.
Great name.
From Dick himself.
Richard
Utah
Average.
Will not win. As a Pac-12 fan, I have no dog in the race, but Utah doesn't have enough on the defensive side. I've watched USC and Won't be a blowout, but the game will never be in question. Well,
you're wrong.
Dick.
You were wrong.
You missed it.
Take the loss.
The real-life Mario experience. USC 41, Utah 31. You missed it. And of course, here's a guy just being a...
Being a Dick Long?
Kevin Haw, being a John, John Long. USC 50, Utah nothing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I hope you're listening.
Just, okay. Oh, Kelly Mondragon, if that is how you say it. He's a Utah guy.
Freaking negative Nancys.
This was during the game.
Oh, of course.
This was on her Facebook or Twitter or what was
Facebook.
This on? Yeah, that.
I hope this post does age well. Well, you know what, Kelly? It aged real bad. But Utah looks like a JV team.
Oh, gosh.
Missed tackles, missed blocks, missed chip shot field goal. It's painful to watch them right now. I mean.
All right. We've already.
We've dealt with all of this. Yeah. But seriously.
Just don't post it online.
Don't put it online. Think it in your brain. That's fine.
Kelly, write it in your journal, but don't post it online.
Stupid.
Gosh.
Couple more.
That one like 15.
I won't go through the whole thing. But what he did say, great podcast, guys.
Oh, this is our Canadian friend.
Canuck Jared.
Canadian,
Canuck.
Eh?
Hey,
go Oilers.
Felt pretty down over the weekend from the loss against UCLA, and then listening to us invigorated him and his fan spirit. Thank you. That's what we're here for.
Stop.
That's what we're here for. But, so I'm putting my crimson-colored glasses on and going homer with Utah winning 38-35. You're not going homer.
No, you're smart.
We're just feeling the vibe.
But then this is your mistake.
You can't double back.
This is his mistake.
Okay, let's hear it.
But it wouldn't be surprised if USC trucks Utah 41-28.
You can't give two scores.
What are you saying, dude? Canuck Jared.
Canuck
weak.
Jared, how are you feeling now? Oh, no, that one didn't work.
That wasn't good.
Be strong. Be strong.
Keep the
Have
faith.
Some conviction.
Keep the faith.
Jared.
Great podcast, guys. This is from Rick Reed. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's right.
You're right.
We're very good at this.
Amateurs so being amateurs. Amateurs pretending to be amateurs.
Is that what it said? Or was that just
No,
us?
That's what we
that
said.
That was from last week, a comment last
amateurs
week.
Amateurs pretending to be amateurs.
That's exactly what
that's
we are.
That's our new tagline.
I think that's,
Utah football
it's kind of philosophical
podcast.
When you think about it.
It is. It's deep.
It's deep, man.
Okay.
It's kind of like the bear doing his thing in the woods. Does he really do it or not? If you're not...
The bear doing his thing in the woods? I think he's doing
about
it.
The tree. Does the
oh,
tree
yeah. If the tree falls
in the woods, is
does
that?
It really fall? It's a really noise if no one's there to hear it.
Yes.
And so it's very, anyway.
Amateurs pretending to be amateurs. See, we're really
yeah,
amateurs.
Are, yeah.
Amateurs.
We just proved that. Does a bear poop in the woods? Does it poop in the woods?
Does he poop in the woods if you're not in the woods to see it? That's the.
That's a great question, though.
Seriously. If no one's there to see it, did it happen?
Did he poop? No one knows. He's not telling anybody.
Can anyone answer that?
Oh, my gosh.
Great. Oh, I read that. Trojans. I wish you would change that.
Yeah.
Okay, Trojans roll.
That's accurate.
Did you get it? Do you get it?
Wow, we've gone from...
Trojans roll 42-28. UCLA has given the blueprint on how to beat the Utes.
Didn't happen.
Trojans have a plethora of elite playmakers, and that is true.
Well, yeah.
On offense, especially
true.
In the receiver corps. Good money. A great QB and an excellent play caller in Lincoln Riley. Fight on. USC go 7-0. Well...
Wrong.
It happened. Sorry. Well, there you go. Comments on comments for the week.
Did you see Travis Dye's comments after the game that he...
What did he say?
Well, he's never won at Rice-Eccles.
Yeah, he said, this one was especially hard because he's like, I've never been able to win here.
Dang right, you haven't.
Bummer.
Beat you last year.
Lose the mustache.
Year.
I like it.
I don't like
70s porn star.
It is.
Maybe that's what he's going for.
I think that's what he's going for.
The dude doesn't wear gloves. Like, what's up with that?
A 70s porn star. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Maybe he's really John Long.
Dick Long.
It was Dick Long.
His brother's John Long.
John Long and Dick Long.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We have gone.
He'll never win in Rice Eccles.
Just in conclusion, before we get to the jackass. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We got some. Would you want to talk about a couple games, or do you want to talk about the top 20?
Well, talk about, and then we can mention the games.
Okay, here's the top 20. For, you know, Bama loss, I think probably all of us listening.
Everybody. I don't care who you
unless
are.
Unless you're a Bama fan.
Which, tough.
We're all happy. Every single person.
Tennessee, we're all
volunteers.
We said we had to leave our tailgate and turn it off. We're walking.
That dude dubbed it.
We're walking to the game.
Kick? Yeah. Did you do it? It was a sidewinder.
It went in.
No, but then we're walking along Guardsmen to the game, and all of a sudden we hear just these cheers erupt from the Smiths tailgate tent, and we're like, what happened?
Yeah, did you see the video of the Tennessee president smoking a cigar in the press box afterwards? And
just
all the fans, and someone said, how much is this going to cost?
Well he's done.
Like, don't even care.
The goalposts are getting torn down.
They got fined, by the way, like $100,000.
Thrown in the river.
Worth it.
Whatever.
Yeah, thrown in the river.
Georgia, number one. Ohio State, to our people, at least some of us, makes some sense to me, though.
No. They're
Tennessee
very good.
At three and Michigan at four.
Dang.
That Ohio State-Michigan game?
That's huge. Amazing.
If it all lines up and Michigan's hitting their stride right now, blew out Penn State. Also got to say this, Penn State. Most
overrated.
Boring uniforms in the world.
I don't mind it because they're so ugly. They're beautiful.
They're so. I turn on the Michigan. It's just white.
I know. There's something
it's
about it.
No,
white.
They're so boring.
Blue stripe. That's it. So boring.
Michigan. They're pounding it. They're looking good right now.
Good.
Clemson 5. Alabama. Oh.
They'll be back in the top
six.
Four next week.
They'll lose by one and go into the top. Yeah. They'll lose by one and be in the four.
Let it be the year that they don't make the freaking playoffs. Could that be just the best thing ever?
Ole Miss 7.
Please.
TCU's playing some ball.
Man, TCU.
UCLA jumped to 9.
Too high.
I'm sorry.
They didn't even play anybody.
They didn't play this week, yeah.
No, UCLA stayed at 9. I think. But anyway, here's what the one that bugs me is Oregon didn't play, and they're now number 10. Sorry. Sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to slam anybody. I'm just saying that's garbage. SC went to 12. I don't know, man. That seems like a little too far of a drop.
I expected them to be at 10.
Yeah.
That's where I expected them.
I don't think SC should have gone to 12.
No, you lose by 1 point to a...
At home against...
on the road against Utah, who's a top 15, top 12 team by 1 point?
Yeah.
No, that was too much of a fall.
I should have fallen.
To 12, too much.
No. Utah at 15. I know Joel Klatt has us on his at number 10.
Yeah.
I think ESPN has us in the top 10. We'll see, but I think that's not high enough.
We are the highest ranked two-loss team in the country. So, there's that.
Oh, man.
And then others. But anyway, that's the top 20.
See how it all shakes out.
All right, we're going to conclude again with...
you have a lot of cleaning up to do tonight.
The Jackass of the Week Award. And this week, Bryn will present it.
We already talked about whiny little crybabies. So let's just talk about some more. And that is Lincoln Riley.
Sorry.
The dude... The excuse, if you're going to be a head coach, you're the head coach of a premier football team, you don't make excuses and blame it on the refs. You just don't. Take responsibility, give credit where credit's due to Utah and the talent that we had and the plays that we made. He barely even mentioned us. And he didn't he didn't give us any credit. He says that USC didn't play their best, so he's making excuses. He made excuses about the refs, blah, 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 blah. Step up, dude, and be a leader, and just, you lost.
Yeah,
you lost. Stop crying about it.
Whined.
Jackass.
The refs. To me, it's like, okay, it's the refs' fault, but I'm not going to blame the refs. Yeah. That's essentially how I read it when I watched his press conference. And then he sort of mentioned Utah, sort of gave us some props, and then in the same breath, but we didn't play a good game or something. I just thought it was classless.
Or in contrast, Whittingham, the first thing he said was, give props to those guys.
They're an amazing football team.
Amazing football team.
Is what he said.
I'm just saying, man.
I feel like that shows leadership experience in all hail Kyle Whittingham versus young idiot crybaby Lincoln Riley.
There you go.
There you go. Jackass.
He was a jackass the whole game, though, man. If you watched him the whole freaking game, he was just crying about freaking everything.
Tell boys one more. All right. Anything else?
Jackasses?
What?
It's a bye week. I think, though, we might do something on the bye week.
We don't have a game this weekend, but
we have stuff to say.
There's going to be other games to talk about.
We'll have some other games. So, way to go, Utah. What a game. Taking out the Trojans. Beautiful.
It was an amazing night. Amazing experience. Go Utes.
Cover your eyes. So childish.
Shout out to the Towel Boys.
Oh, that was fun.
That was so fun.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.